What it is basically, Mr. President, is your interagency intelligence group plan for supplementing domestic intelligence, plus eight documents about the, which include a summary, a memorandum on the recommendation, the memorandum back from Bob stating the method of approval and implementation. One memorandum analyzing Mr. Hoover's objections, methods of approach. Some of the language is quite inflammatory, particularly one of Houston's memorandums.
Well, everything he wrote was inflammatory.
So, very unfortunate. I think it presents a serious problem.
Yeah.
As you know, I guess, well, by far the most serious thing is the approval of the surreptitious entry, which is described in Houston's words as nothing short of perjury and illegal if it's not. And Hoover objects on that ground, but saying clearly the advantages outweigh the risk, Hoover should be overruled. It's in language that will be quite inflammatory. Of course, this has been delivered.
This is
Houston's language. But Haldeman going back and saying your recommendations are approved by the president on all counts. There was only one recommendation that was disapproved, and that was the use of military undercover agents. That was turned down. Now, I think, frankly, that this will be used by the committee,
sure,
really to supersede the whole Watergate.
Yeah.
It puts a new light, I think, on the problem.
Yeah.
I would suggest it be handled in a much different fashion. I think you can't let this dribble out.
No.
It's my own belief that you have to make your case for doing it, make to the environment that it was done in. You have to lay it on the record, and there are a number of ways you could do it with something approaching a state paper, perhaps by with a summary by you, either with the leadership or otherwise. I think it should be accompanied at this point by a relaxation to the maximum extent of executive privilege, because you can't have the plan and then have anything that appears to cover up. I think we should work up into the maximum extent possible. But that's not
on this or everything.
On across the board, or in some way we define it's related to this or the Watergate affair.
Yeah, except we can't relate, for example, we can't relax with regard to Walter's memorandum.
We're going to have to, Mr. President. The court's going to overrule that memorandum because it's tough to inform. The court is not going to permit it. The only way you'll hold it is by having it in your possession. To defy a court order at this point would be so. I really think that the only choice is to really go out and get this thing hit on. It may precipitate action by the House. If so, you should make your case in the strongest possible terms, give everybody all the ammunition you can to help you, and then let's go fight it. Just take a moment. Fight this thing head on. Actually, it gives us a better case because the issue can now turn on the threat to national security during this period. The document is a good one. It lays out the threat very well.
Yeah. Well, the point is, what's your timing for the day, tomorrow, next day?
I think we should get on it just as fast as we can. We should use get these people in here to help put it together. We should get Pat or whoever's going to write it and start really pulling this thing together. We should get the Bill Ruckel's house in here and see if he can tell us how much activity took place under this. So we'll have
Hoover
to scope.
Was in charge.
Hoover was in charge generally, but Ruckel's house is going to have to look at the records and see. I doubt he very much was done.
Well, I know Hoover was very, he was reluctant to do something. That was the
right.
problem here.
Yeah.
I had one meeting in the office where I just said, and I never heard about it again. But as you know, we can follow up.
That's true. And I think we won't, it's probably very limited. You know, I know now that I was seeing intelligence report gathered from this operation. They couldn't have done much because there wasn't.
What was the intelligence reports for?
They used them in connection with particular demonstrations. We got so any time we considered using troops. They actually were delivered to me. We had this big thing with the urban
committee. What was the purpose of this document, basically?
The purpose of this document was to give you a study showing you what the threat was, what the present capabilities of intelligence were, what the shortfalls were, to review all limitations existing then on the intelligence community, and to give you the pros and cons of changing those limitations,
right.
of what needed to be effective.
That's the paper then.
Then the implementation went forward with all the recommendations on expanded electronic surveillance. Increased use of agents for penetration by the Bureau. Surreptitious entry. Of selected internal security targets here in the country.
Was that all approved?
Yes, sir.
By what?
That was all approved. He said the President has approved the recommendation. The recommendation was for you to sign off on each one. Haldeman's memo says you prepare an implementing document. Saying the President has approved of it, let's handle them like this instead of the President signing. You did not sign the option blank.
I did not sign the option blank.
No, sir.
What did I sign?
You signed nothing in this package. Haldeman wrote the memo to Houston.
Well, I can't get off
the memo. No. And let me say, I don't know if you read the documents. But we don't want to put them to the trouble, for instance, of fingerprinting all the documents, that thing. I don't think you can walk away from this.
No.
And, you know...
Well, let's not get talking about impeachment, though.
Well, no, we're not. We're talking about a scrap.
Yeah.
You go out with the best possible case we can put together on the issue.
I know.
And... recognizably, it's going to be a major controversy. We don't know what action they'll take, but I think we ought to really go check. Well, for instance, the House will take, or the Congress. But I think we should be prepared once you lay out the case to then take it to the battle.
Sure, I agree.
I mean, we've got to anticipate the battle. Load up and go for it.
I agree.
And discrepant, but at least we've got a case to make now, and it will overshadow what you make your case, and I really think it will.
Yeah.
And
I don't ever remember anything about surreptitious entry of selected targets here and there. I mean, that sounds like gobbledygook from. Bureaucracy or something like that, but I'm sure it was there. You know how this would have happened now.
Very easy.
And what's your feeling about it?
Well, I think the thing that we've met sort of two things now, I agree with this. This is an issue that now we know why the goddamn committee's been acting the way it's been acting.
Because they had this all the time they had.
They didn't have the documents. They've been waiting on.
This is the material.
They've been hanging back. You know, this is Urban Steele, Secretary, I mean, Mr. President.
Yeah.
He's civil liberties man.
Yeah.
We'll hear police state, Nazism, everything come out of this fellow. So we
you mean that he's totally lost in the documents?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So
I think he's telling us the whole operation.
You're wrong. Well, I'll be philosophic about it.
Now, the issue here is that there are two things that have to be ironed out. One is that God damn it, make a pretty good case that we had flabby, ineffective internal security at a time when there was riots in the streets.
This was just after Cambodia, just after Kent State.
Right.
And secondly, you know, we've got to tie in the strategy. You can't go with this until you can get the lines carefully traced the best we can on the Watergate situation. Certainly we can see the break-in that the psychiatrist found afterwards.
Yep. The lines are there.
Now, you can't just fire that without the other.
Yeah. You've got
then to come in. You've got to tie it all.
I believe some of them have got to avoid having the president approve the break-in in the psychiatrist's office.
You didn't approve that specific one.
Yeah, but I approved it.
But, you know, the policy is here. There may have been others we need to check rapidly and see. We need really need a thorough search. Because this time when you say, you know, if you want to go so far as to say, I investigated and found out that there were three.
When did this go on?
Mr. President, the unit, at least the intelligence unit that still exists. Henry Peterson mentioned it to me this morning. He didn't get into specifics. He said that damned operation they had over in internal security is still there, and I don't think it's any damn business of ours. I don't know what to do with it. It's just confiding in me. At that time, I hadn't read the documents, so I didn't really know what he's talking about. Marty can tell us the most about it, I suspect.
Right.
Because he had the storage vaults for the store all this stuff.
He was the chairman of the...
He was the chairman
of the... Let me say this. I wonder, though, if we have to go so far just to, for a moment on the relaxation of executive privilege. I just think we ought to do it on a case-by-case basis. Let me say this. On the KK life, you don't think you can hold Walters?
No, sir. I do not think we can.
Court has Walters?
Yes. They're demanding it.
All right.
And our problem is... Well, in the first place, it's not presidential papers, it's CIA papers.
All right.
The next paper, we're going to have problems, and I've gone thoroughly into this business of we don't have cases on executive privilege. We've looked hard at the attorney-client privilege and see where the court will allow them and where they will not. Now, I talked to Chuck this morning. You should know this. Chuck would not like to be bound by executive privilege. He thinks he can do a tremendous amount to help me.
All right.
He thinks he can help more there by not being bound. I suspect, quite frankly, from talking to his counsel, that he would seriously consider not abiding by it, even if he didn't give him a waiver, because Chuck is convinced that he can help you. He had a rumor that John Mitchell was going to say, and this, as I told him, Chuck, I don't have confidence in it unless you give me a solid source. He said John Mitchell was going to spill the beans and say that he told you about that the Democratic headquarters was going to be bugged before it was bugged. And he said that he could refute that. By conversations he had with you subsequently, which just clearly indicated you did not know.
Now, think, well, I don't believe that John Mitchell's ever going to say about anything like that.
I don't. And we discounted it, but Chuck Pepper later, some of the conversations he had with you, which he thought, and some of the events that transpired that he thought would be most helpful. They will not hurt anybody except them. There is some of them that will, with respect to the Watergate affair, I'm speaking strictly confined now. He says, we'll hurt Dean, they will hurt no one else. And we went through with these enough, and as I told Al, I may be crazy, but I believe it.
Well,
I think we're going to have the case with this put together that you've got to go forward with a revelation of this as much as possible. And that is going to create a storm, particularly among the liberal element. And I think to survive that storm, to really combat it, we cannot afford to appear to be in the position of withholding anything wrong.
Nothing to this, however, nothing in this, let me say it, relates though to.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Nothing in this relates to approving the Watergate thing.
That's true, Mr. President. At
the minute, yes.
At the same time, the methods are so. You know that. I believe that. But the problem is, we'll have one hell of a job convincing the public.
Sure.
And I'm thinking of trying to think of our best case to put forward to make it stick.
Well,
and I think this should be laid out, as we go through.
Well, basically, the whole purpose of this, Al, the whole purpose of that meeting was it was all, they all got in there together. They were all, of course, we were trying to coordinate the whole damn thing. That was my recollection, and we put Hoover in charge.
No, I remember the issue quite well, but the kinds of things that were going on in those days, we couldn't even get the dope because of restrictions that he applied on the FBI activity.
And I think in this case, you're going to find very little was done.
I think very little was done.
See, that's what we've got to
get. That's what
before you go,